Aloha.
Cause I'm not alright. I'm broken inside. I'm broken inside. And all that I go through, it leads me to you. It leads me to you.
So great to be in Hawaii.
So wake up, oh mess, oh, you've been sleeping for far too long. You gotta wake up, oh mess, oh. So stand up and be known. You've been hiding for far too long. You gotta stand up.
Oh, it's very simple. You gotta run, run, run.
You gotta run, run, run.
To our Savior's arms tonight. All right, man. You guys ready to have a good time as we worship Jesus tonight? We're Sanctus Rio. We come all the way from this kind of dark place known as Ohio. Anybody from Ohio in this room? Congratulations. You made it out alive. I'm actually from Michigan, so I can say that. Yeah. Anybody from Michigan in the house?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You, sir, are already my friend. We're Sanctus Rio, man. We are so happy. We've had a great time, as you can see by my sunburn. I've enjoyed Hawaii quite a bit. This is a brand new song we're gonna sing. It's kind of a worship song, and I need your help. Will you all help me tonight? All right, it's very simple. It says, your love is loud, because we believe that it's louder than all of the difficulties and the stress and the stuff, the busyness of life. But when you allow the love of God into your life, it kind of can overcome everything else. You believe that tonight? All right, here we're gonna do. I need you to sing this as loud as you can. It goes like this. Your love is loud. That's easy, right? You got this? Your love is loud. All right, here we go. Your love is loud. Yeah, sounding better. Your love is loud. Now sing it like you believe it. Here we go. Your love is loud. All right, now one more time. Everybody, your love is loud. Your love is loud. Like the sound of an earthquake washing over me, like the sound of thunder on a raging sea. Oh, never escape it, it is too great. Over mountain tops, it makes a way. Your love is loud, it rings from the heavens. It's like a song of victory coming to me now. Your love is loud, it sings my redemption. It's your voice that sets me free, drives the darkness out. Your love is loud, no matter how far we go. No matter the distance, no matter the circumstance, or the resistance. Climbs the highest peaks, swims the lowest sea. It's reaching out, it's reaching out for me. Circumstance, louder than my brokenness, louder than my pain, because love is shouting from the cross. Loud enough to hear my shame, loud enough it overcame every battle with the grave. So now I can finally say, come on, sing it out. Oh, your love is loud, it rings from the heavens. It's like a song. Man, you guys are amazing. I so want to take this mic off, but it's all curled up, and now I'm like stuck in this one spot. And I'm in Hawaii. I can't stay in one spot in Hawaii.
I'll move.
You guys got a minute?
I like you.
Are we on Hawaii time?
Are we on Hawaii time here? Look at this.
I'm almost there.
Get it.
Got it.
Get it.
Got it. Good. And it's a long chord too. I can move.
Yeah, freedom.
I have freedom. So normally when I introduce this song to people, I say, look, this is the kind of song where we wrote it. We were thinking about a beach. I got it. I can't really say that here because usually I'm talking to people in Wisconsin. Or Iowa, and I'm like, picture a beach. You guys don't need to picture a beach.
You just came from the beach.
I just came from Shark's Cove. See this? You see it? This song, man, we wrote, it says this. It's very simple. It says, hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? It says, hallelujah. Say it again. I'm safe in my Father's arms. Can you say that? Let me explain that really quick, because some people say, hey, you know, we all gonna go through difficult things. You believe that, right? We all go through tough stuff, even in Hawaii. Maybe less here, but we go through difficult stuff. And some people, when you're going in the middle of your difficult stuff, you're not sure just how safe you are in the Father's arms. But I wanna tell you guys something. The safety that we have in his arms is not just for this life. The hope that you have, the hope that we have as Christians, and if you're not a Christian here tonight, listen to this for a second, because the hope that you have when you become a Christian is not for this life. It's for a life and a promise that is bigger than just right now. And you can face difficulty, amen. You can face storms, you can face tragedy, because you know this is not the end and there is hope that is greater than yourself. And so even in the darkest places, you can say, hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms. You believe that tonight? All right, I want you to sing it. Hallelujah. This is how it goes. And hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms. I'm safe in my Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. Come on now. Hallelujah. Sound great. Hallelujah. I'm safe in my Father's arms. I'm safe in my Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. That's the most important part. All right, here we go.
I've seen a million things, but there's nothing that compares to being a child of the King. There's been highs, there's been lows, and through it all, this I know, that I am a child of my King.
All right, y'all ready? Here we go.
And hallelujah, hey! And hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms. I'm safe in my Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm safe in my Father's arms. I'm safe in my Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. And if you're lost and hurting, feeling all low, oh, oh, oh. There's a hope that is calling. So come and find your home. We've had highs, we've seen lows, and through it all, this we know, that we are loved by our King. So we say, hallelujah, and hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms, I'm safe in my Father's arms. I'm safe in my Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. All the broken, all the lonely can find hope in the Savior's love. All the wounded, all you weary can find strength in the Savior's love. So come running to your Father. He is waiting with open arms. So we say, so we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah, we're safe in our Father's arms, we're safe in our Father's arms, oh, 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 and hallelujah, hallelujah, we're safe in our Father's arms, we're safe in our Father's arms, oh, 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 your turn, hallelujah. We're safe in our Father's arms. We're safe in our Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh.
Come on.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. All right, I just need a little break. Is that okay? I mean, I've been in Hawaii snorkeling all day long. Some of you may know this song. This song holds a special place for a lot of people. I know it's done a lot of good, and everywhere we go, we hear stories of how this song impacted people's lives. If you know it, sing it with me. It's called Lead Me.
I'll go round
Man, you guys can be seated for a few minutes. Thank you so much for standing with us. That was so much fun. Is this a fan? This is Hawaii at its best. Now, if I could just get my wife up here to do this while I'm singing, it'd be perfect. Thank you so much. Now I feel awkward, though. I don't know if I can keep doing this while I'm talking. Is this weird? Chris, is this weird? With that shirt on, though, you look like you should be doing this. Isn't Chris wearing the perfect shirt for Hawaii tonight?
It's my wife. She bought this for me. Just for this. Just for this. Thank you.
It's a great shirt.
Thank you. I was wondering, does it fit in or does it kind of stick out? It fits in? I get the thumbs up? All right.
You sure
Thank
he
you.
Doesn't look like a tourist? Just...
Yes. I was worried.
Man, we know one of the reasons we do this whole band thing and we travel places, and trust me when I say we don't always get to travel to places like Hawaii. We were in West Virginia and Kentucky on the way here, not knocking those states, but it's not quite Hawaii, if you know what I mean. I just saw that we're booked to play a show in Minnesota in January. Anybody ever been to Minnesota in January? Yeah, I just want you to feel just a little bit bad for us at times. No worries.
Think about us in January.
Well, one of the reasons we do this, we got to bring our wives with us here tonight, which is amazing, honestly. They're over there in the corner somewhere. And a lot of times we don't get to bring them on the road with us, so this is a very, very special trip for us in a lot of ways. But one of the reasons we do it is because we fully understand the power of a song. How many of you have been sitting in your car and you're maybe dealing with something in your life and the right song comes on the radio at the right time? That ever happened to anybody? And that's not an accident. That's not an accident. And one of the beautiful parts of being in a band that gets played on radio and kind of gets your music out there is that we get to hear stories every single day of what songs do for people. And honestly, we're just kind of like amazed all the time. We've heard stories of the song we just played, Lead Me. We've just heard songs where that people just made the first step after hearing that song toward reconciliation. And I'm a firm believer in this. No matter what you're going through tonight, I'm a firm believer that everything that we do should point toward hope. That you may not figure it out tonight. You may not leave here perfect, which you're not going to leave here perfect. We never will. But you're not going to leave. You may not leave here even completely whole. But here's what I hope you do, is you take one step in the right direction. And that we're always facing Jesus. We're always facing hope. We were going through a tough time ourselves. It happens. We're tired human beings, and we have to work all the time, Chris. And we were down in Nashville writing songs, and I was sitting with a partner, the three of us. Mark was not there with us that trip, but he's still a beautiful man, isn't he? He looks like Robin Williams, we know. We know. He took a picture. There's a picture of Robin Williams somewhere on the island today, and Mark looked, it was weird. It was strange. But we were in the middle of this kind of down, difficult time where nothing was going right. Anybody ever been there before? Nothing was going right. It was like my Monday when we missed all of our flights to Hawaii because Delta forgot they had to have gas in their airplanes. And we missed all of our flights, and we're supposed to get in at 1:30, and I got in at midnight. So it was amazing. Thanks, Delta. Jesus still loves you. We were sitting in this time, nothing was going right. And we started sharing how we were feeling. And we kind of realized we were all in the same place, dealing with the same feelings, the same emotions. And we wanted to write a song, but we recognized something. And we recognized that if you write a song when you're feeling sad and depressed, what kind of song do you usually write? Yes. Like this. And then I could sing like this. Yes. And very sad and depressing. And we were like, we can't do that. Because the truth is that no matter what situation I'm in, Paul says the secret of happiness is to be content. And so what we decided was we can't write a sad and depressing song just because we don't feel right. What we need to do is write a song that points to hope. And so we wrote this song that has become a very important song just to us personally, but we're finding that people all over America are liking it, thank God. And it's called Confidence, and the chorus goes like this. It says, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. and give me hope like Moses in the wilderness, and give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense so I can face my giants with confidence. And the song was a prayer. It's a prayer for us. It's not, listen, we don't really want to be in a lion's den. Can we just clarify that right now? But there is a certain type of faith that sees bigger than just yourself, that sees a big picture, that allowed Daniel the faith and the strength to go to a lion's den because he believed so strongly. That's the faith that I want. The faith to do dangerous things. Moses never made it to the promised land. Did you know that? He just saw it from afar, but his hope was bigger than himself. And so the prayer is not make me great. It's actually help me to be more humble so that I can do your will without fear. We can do our calling without fear because perfect love eliminates fear. This song is called Confidence. Sing it out. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David to be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. I'm desperate place. Father, I know you can bear the weight. Father, so take me in your arms as I speak your name. I lift my hands and got to take care of your brothers. Yeah. In 2005, the band wrote a song that was rock and roll, like really cool rock and roll. Anybody like rock and roll in here? Oh, yeah. Where's she rock and roll? About a year ago now, we had a friend who went through an unspeakable tragedy. And it was the kind of thing where we all go through stuff, but very few go through what this gentleman went through. He had a baby girl, beautiful baby girl was born, and everything was great and healthy. And then something happened, and about 8 hours later, his wife had passed away. And you can imagine the highs and the lows of that. And the community around him did amazing. But you sit in those types of situations and you think, what can we possibly say to somebody? Because there's really nothing to say, is there? And we go through stuff all the time where we think there's so much that we can help with, and we can talk people out of it. And sometimes it's not about speaking. Sometimes it's just about holding a hand, putting an arm around a shoulder, and just being there. And we wrote this song in 2005. It says, I'm not all right. I'm broken inside. But here's the thing about that song. One of the reasons I love this song is not because it admits that you're not all right, because sometimes in the Christian world, we have a hard time admitting we're not okay. We're kind of taught to put smiles on our face and just kind of like keep going, keep moving forward. But that's not the point of Christianity. Remember I said it gives you hope through difficult things. Doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. And so this song basically says that I'm not all right, but I want it to lead me to you. And here's the thing I want to share with you tonight. If you're out there and you're dealing and you're struggling and you're hurting, this is what I want you to know. Let your tragedy, let your hurt, let it lead you to hope and not away from it. Too many people I see go through difficult stuff and it leads them away from Jesus because they think they're promised something. But when we're hurting the most is when God has the most to take us through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter, because he knew you were going to need comfort. Tonight, if you're hurting, if you're struggling, we're going to sing this song. I just want you to listen to the words. I just want you to take it in. And I want you to think about just allowing yourself to take one step closer to Jesus tonight.
If weakness is a wound, then no one wants to speak up. Then cool is just how far we have to fall. And I am not immune. I only want to feel loved, but I feel safe behind my firewall. Can I lose my need to impress? If you want the truth, I need to confess that I'm not alright. I'm broken inside. I'm broken inside. Behind is gone, and when I'm open wide with nothing left to cling to, and only you are there to lead me on. 'Cause honestly, I'm not that strong, and I'm not alright. I'm broken inside. I'm broken inside. Ooh, and all that I go through leads me to you. It leads me to you. And I move, yeah, I move. Now I move. I'm closer to you, and I move, yeah, I move. I'm closer to you, oh, I move, yeah, I move. I'm closer to you, yeah, I move, yeah, we move. Not alright. I'm broken inside. I'm broken inside. Whoa, whoa. And all that I go through, it leads me to you.
I know. Enough with the slow stuff, right? All right, why don't you get back on your feet if you want to. I'm not demanding. I'm just saying we want you to march with us on this marching song, all right? Here we go.
Well, I know you have a problem, 'cause everybody's got them. If you get lost in your sorrow, then you could hit rock bottom. But if you smile in the face of trivial things, and you learn to pray when you want to complain, stand up straight, pull me off the shaking, and just keep breathing when you feel afraid.
Oh, don't you know those problems you're worried about? No, can't keep you from living now. When you shake them up, lay them down, down, down. At the cross when your freedom's found. Oh, you can stand up no matter what. Hearts strong when times get tough. Be strong and don't give up. All you need now is to shake them up. Time for doubt and a time for faith. But when you believe, you can find the strength to get back up on your feet. All those problems you're worried about, no, no, can keep you from living now. When you shake them up, lay them down, down, down. At the cross when your freedom's found. Oh, you can stand up no matter what. March on when times get tough. Spirit of the Lord is there is liberty. Come on. And no problems you're worried about. No, no, can keep you from living right now. When you shake them up, lay them down, down, down. At the cross where your freedom's found. Oh, you can stand up no matter what. March on in time. Shake them up, lay them down, down, down. At the cross when your freedom's found. Come on, shake them up, lay them down, down, down. At the cross when your freedom's found. Come on, sing it out. Lay it down. Come on now, bring your burdens tonight. And lay it down, lay it down. And bring all your scars. Lay it down, lay it down. And all those fears. And lay it down, lay it down. Oh. Lay it down, lay it down. At the feet of Jesus. Y'all having a great time tonight. All right, now, a lot of you are going to know this one, okay? I'm going to use this fan just real quick. All right, that's good. Felt amazing. Thank you. You want to try it, Mark? Hey, can you guys say hi to Mark Grauman over here? Founding member of Sanctus Real. And all the way over there with the Hawaiian shirt I've already introduced. That's Chris Roman. Founding member with Mark. These guys are truly amazing. Make sure you say hi. Thank you, Mark. And just so you know, Mark named the band Sanctus Real. So if you have any questions about that, he is the guy to talk to. That's the drummer. He loves when I do that, by the way. He loves answering that question. You guys ready for one more? Woo!
knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, but that devil just won't let me forget. And in this life, I know what I've been, but here in your world, I know what I am. I'm forgiven. Oh, I'm forgiven. I don't have to carry the weight of who I've been, 'cause I'm forgiven. Oh, my mistakes were running through my mind, and I remember my day in the middle of the night, when I struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry, and tears to lie. Turn, sing it out. Dreamer, believer,
is how my weary heart stays.